right here on Giants.com, joined by former Giant Jeff Feagles. I am former. John Schmelk. How are you, sir?
Doing good, man. Big day.
201-939-4513. That's your telephone number if you want to give us a call and talk some New York Giants football. A lot to do today. It's going to be a lot of your calls and a lot of your predictions on what we think the final 53-man roster is going to be. Do you have your 53-man roster, Jeff? All right, I have it too. I have some question marks that I haven't really decided yet. So I kind of want to get the fans' take. I want to get yours' take. And then maybe we can kind of figure out who we think is going to fill out the back end of some of these position groups. But first, I want to talk about the game last night because I think we saw some continued progress from the offense in this game. I hesitate to take a look at really what happened in the second half because, quite frankly, there's not a lot of guys on the field. You don't know who's there. These are guys that likely are not going to be NFL players. So
really couldn't get a lot from the first half either because there wasn't really a lot. There was 15 guys that didn't play.
Right, and frankly, I'm not sure if we got the final number of the Patriots that didn't play because they actually didn't release the guys who didn't play, and I didn't go and count them.
Well, we know Brady played for a half, which was a little surprising.
I wasn't shocked that he played, for so long.
Yeah.
That I was surprised by. So in the first half, the Giants ran the ball probably as well as they have all preseason. Now, they weren't spectacular, 15 for 55, 3.7-yard average. So they were okay. They weren't great. I thought the way they split up the carries was interesting. Orleans Darkwa really carried the load. He was 9 for 37. Without, in my opinion, a ton of space, he made the most of his opportunity, which I thought was good for him. Ryan Nassib was okay, 12 of 23, 112 yards. The interception at the end of the half looked to be the result of two receivers being in the same area, which you don't like to see, and we think that was some type of mistake. And from the receiving standpoint, Devaris King had three catches in the first half. He had the big touchdown catch and run in the second half. We'll talk more about that later. Paul Perkins had three catches, also had a drop, also had a fumble in this game.
Yeah.
He has not had the best preseason in terms of game action.
His second fumble of
absolutely.
The year.
So the Giants were okay. I wouldn't call it a great first half. They still had problems holding on to the football and turning it over, which is a huge issue for Ben McAdoo in this team, which you hope does not carry into the regular season because that's one thing that could short-circuit this team real quick if you turn over the football. Your overall take, Jeff, on what we saw last night?
Well, offensively, I thought a little bit better in the running game, certainly not up to par as we want it to be September 11th.
Yep.
Ball security, again, has to be a concern. Two turnovers in the first half. You're going to go on the road. Now, again, we're just talking in general here. We're not talking about the first team, but overall, we know that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last drive that Nassib had, okay, yeah, there might have been two receivers in that situation there. I feel like the game is at 6-3 going into that, and you want to have these certain situations in a preseason game that you get presented with a two-minute drive. Know the situation there. Understand you would like to get into field goal range, get a field goal coming out, going into halftime, tie game. That's the situation that you wanted to be put in. You end with a turnover. That's not good. But overall, I think the offense is improved a little bit, but nothing to write home about. I thought that there was a lot of guys that got some action in there that we had to see before we're going to make our roster picks.
Right, and I think we did get some important information last night. How'd you think the first team offensive line played? Now, there was no Weston Richburg. Brett Jones got the start at center, but we did see Newhouse and Jerry on the right side, and we saw Flowers and Pugh on the left side.
Nothing, I tell you, I thought that Flowers is still not where he needs to be at all. Not enough sample size for me to really judge it on how they did or good or bad. I just think they were in there just to get some reps and then get out of there. But by the way,
they did come out of the game healthy, which is really
well. I guess that is a positive.
Important.
I think
that's a huge
positive. Coming out of this last
Correct.
Game, you kind of hope that that's what happens. Mm-hmm. Defensively, two turnovers in that first half. The defense is getting those turnovers, something that they got early in the season last year, but going towards the end of the season, they kind of, they went away.
So that's
really nice to see. And really, effort is kind of the word that comes to mind with me with this defense.
Right.
I feel like these guys are flying around the ball. They're running to the ball. Kerry Wynn, on an interview, you guys had him in the locker room last night, was saying, you know what, anything can happen when you're running to the football after the play. So and look what happens. He's had a great preseason so far. But overall, that defense is definitely improved. It's going to be exciting to watch this year. I think it can be this defense can be a top 15 and above No question in my mind.
One other item before we get to the position battles, Jeff. I thought Eli Apple played another strong game. And it was just two weeks ago where we had people calling up and saying it's a wasted pick. You know, Leon Hall's ahead of him in the slot, all this stuff. The last 2 weeks, he's played pretty well. I'm not going to say he shut down Eric Decker, but when he was on him, he did a good job on
good
him.
Good tackler.
I thought still there's a little contact down the field with him, a little bit too much in my opinion. He doesn't look back at the ball really well.
That'll
I think
count.
That's something he needs to get better at. But from what I've seen from Eli Apple, and this is what really makes me really enthusiastic about him, Jeff, we've seen so much improvement from the day he walked in the door to where he is now. So you think that improvement can continue. And with his raw physical skills, which are probably better than any other corner in that draft, except for the very top pick that went to the Jaguars, he's going to be a good corner if he continues along this path.
And it's the transition. You know, he grabbed a lot in college.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to do that here. Different techniques, different responsibilities as you get here. Call it 4 weeks, if you will, that he's been around the pro system from a game standpoint. It's only going to get better. Now he's going to see what the next step is in the National Football League. It's preparation for that first game of the season on the road against a division opponent. And he will actually have what we call a game plan to be able to go study. These guys are, you know, they're going to, Schmags will have his game plan together, and he's going to learn about how to do that and how to prepare. But I'm with you. I think that we all should be very happy with the play that he did. Everybody, you know, in that defense came out pretty healthy. We got a couple little dings here and there. Jasper Brinkley continues to still be a little beat up. But, you know, for overall, from a health standpoint, which has been a huge bone of contention really around this lately, this is great. It's been a great offseason for the Giants. Preseason.
All right, so let's go through our final 53s here. Again, we have no inside information. This is a speculating. We're guessing.
Do not hold us with the gun to it. We're not doing it.
So we're not going to be right. Neither one of us is getting all 53 guys right. I hope to get three or fewer wrong. If I can get 50 out of the 53, I'll be happy. But let's see where we get
here. So how are we going to do this?
As we take a look at it. All right, well, let's go through what we know, okay?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I was going to say.
And I will go.
You got your numbers, right,
for
positions?
I will go position by position for you, okay?
All right.
Now, I don't have a sure thing for each position. That's where I think it's interesting at the end. So here we go. We know we have three special teamers, Josh Brown, Brad Wing, Zach Diaz.
We know we're going to get 100% on that.
Okay? And we know we have the two quarterbacks, Eli Manning and Ryan Nassib. They're not keeping three. Do we both agree they're going to keep four running backs?
No.
You think they're keeping five, huh? Okay, interesting. That's our first disagreement. So I have four running backs.
So you have an extra
five.
Okay.
And I don't know who the fourth guy is between Williams, Darkwa, and Bobby Rainey.
But you're going to have to
tell me. Interesting. And we'll get there.
Okay.
So that's one bone of contention we have to get to. That's running backs, okay? Then wide receivers, and I think we're going to differ on this too. I have seven on my roster right now.
There's our difference. I have six.
And I think that's probably where we're going to have the difference in terms of numbers. I have King, Davis, and Lewis all on because I frankly couldn't decide which one I wanted off. So I said, to heck with it, I'm keeping all three.
Okay, so that's where, I can see that's why you have seven.
Okay, but that is another place that we're going to have that discussion. So I'm going to circle that position. Tight ends, you have four.
I have four with the health of Will Johnson and don't know anything.
Danelle, Ty, Johnson, and Adams, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we're in agreement on that. Offensive line, I have the five starters. I have Will Beatty. I have Bobby Hart. And then I have either Brett Jones or Adam Gettis, depending on who the team wants to keep at center.
I have Brett Jones going to the practice squad, and I have Adam Gettis on the roster.
Okay, and I think that's fair. I kind of have those guys on or off. That's one of my questions that I haven't figured out yet. Defensive end, I have five on the roster. I like JPP, Vernon, Kerry Wynn, 00, and then my fifth guy is Romeo Okwara.
Agreement.
Okay. Defensive tackle, I have four guys on the roster. I have Damon Harrison, Jonathan Hankins, Jay Bromley, and this is, I think, another one of those other really interesting spots. You have Montori Hughes, you have Lewis Nix, then you have Cujo, a guy that kind of stepped up in the game last night, and all three of these guys are similar, Jeff, is that they're young guys, but they've been in the league a few years.
You have four?
I have four defensive tackles.
Okay, I do too.
Okay, so we got to figure out who that fourth DT is. Who's your fourth DT?
Mine
right
is
now?
Cujo.
You think Cujo's on based on his performance last night?
And his name.
You like his name. Art Stapleton was very proud of himself. After his sack last night, he goes, Cujo was after Tom Brady like a rabid dog on that one.
That's right.
A collective eye roll from the peanut gallery on that. All right, let's go to linebackers, all right? We got Devon Kennard. You have him on the team, right, obviously.
How many do you have?
I have 6.
Okay, I have 7.
See, and, well, I could be convinced to keep 7.
Yeah,
I and because I have one wild card position that I have, one roster spot I haven't assigned to a position yet, and it's a potential for me to keep 7 linebackers. So right now I have Kennard on, I have Casillas on, I have B.J. Goodson on, I have Kelvin Shepard on, mm-hmm. and I have Keenan Robinson on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not positive that Brinkley, Thomas, and Herzlick are on. I think that's still a conversation that's ongoing, which is really an interesting one. Because all three are veterans and they've been around a long time. So
okay.
you pick 7, I might be able to buy that.
Okay.
I
actually have Brinkley making the team.
Okay. So you have Herzlick off?
And I have Herzlick on.
So you have JT Thomas off?
I have JT Thomas off.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. I think that's a possibility. And you have Herzlick on because of specials?
I have Herzlick on because, obviously, yes. And he can play all three of the positions if he needs to.
Okay.
There's that word of versatility.
Cornerback, you have 6, I assume?
I have 5.
Only 5? Okay, so that's where your 6th linebacker, 7th linebacker came then.
Correct.
So I have Cromartie, Jenkins, Eli Apple, Leon Hall, and Trevin Wade.
Okay.
Those are my top 5. And then the 6 guys, either Dante Dion, Leon McFadden, or Michael Hunter.
I have, cornerbacks. I have 5, yeah. Apple, let's see, who's the other one?
Who's your last one after Cromartie, Jenkins, and Apple? Who are your last 2?
Oh, I have Wade,
okay.
Jenkins. Cromartie, Apple, Leon Hall.
Okay. So those are my top 5 too. Then do you only have 3 safeties or do you have 4 safeties?
I have 4.
Okay. So you have Collins, Thompson, Burhey, and who's your 4th safety?
Michael
Thompson?
I have the Thompson brothers.
You have both Thompsons.
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's I'm on the fence whether or not I'm keeping 3 or 4 safeties.
And if you're keeping 3 safeties, you're keeping an extra corner. That's where, right?
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yep. And again, like this all depends on a lot of things. It depends on salaries, depends mm-hmm. on health, and it depends on another person on another team here sometimes. It can. Not specifically at the cornerback. I'm just saying collectively. A lineman, a defensive lineman, somewhere around in there, a tight end. There may be guys, and it always happens. You know that first week between when the final cutdowns come down and then mm-hmm. when the final roster on that Wednesday. I mean, that roster is still being juggled by Wednesday of this week.
All right, I'm making some decisions here, okay? I'm going to go.
Now.
I'm going to say, again, this is just us speculating here. I'm putting Leon McFadden on the roster, okay? The veteran, he was around last year. I'm putting him on the 53. I'm putting Dion on the practice squad because I think they can get him through.
I have him going to the practice squad,
I will
too.
Buy with you. I will buy Michael Thompson along with you. I'm going to put him on the 53.
Okay.
As my 4th safety, okay? I'm going to stick with only 6 linebackers. I don't think they're going to keep a 7th.
Because you have Brinkley going.
I'm trying to figure who my 6th guy is going to be. I have Shepard in the middle. B.J. Goodson then would be your backup middle linebacker. The question is, do you have enough faith in B.J. Goodson to be your full-time backup at middle linebacker? I'm not sure that you do. In which case, you have to have somebody that's capable of playing the backup Mike linebacker spot.
And there you have him.
And I think then it might have to be Brinkley, right?
That's
Or is it Herzlick? Do you have faith that Herzlick is your backup, your 3rd guy there because he could play all 3 positions and play specials?
He certainly could. I feel like, you know, B.J. Goodson is going to be a guy that's going to be in there on every special teams play, and he's gonna earn his stripes this year.
Is Brinkley a core special teamer guy, though? I'm not sure that he is.
No, he's not.
That's what I'm saying.
He can play it, though. But I mean,
can you keep a 7th linebacker if the 7th linebacker is not a special teams player?
I don't know. I don't think you can.
That's a tough one, right?
Yeah. I know Castillas is a really good special teams player, too. But, yeah, so there's yeah. I mean,
I'm with you. I'm going Cujo with DT.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go Brett Jones at
and Okwara, I mean, you talk about a guy that comes in and, you know, obviously he played a big program, which helped him. But, you know, talk about earning a spot. Comes into the preseason and just plays remarkable.
Right.
Now, everybody's going to say, well, you know, look when he was in, look what he did. Doesn't matter.
You know what?
Doesn't matter. You got to play. It's not his fault that he's in the game when he is, other than the fact that he's just where he's slotted on this depth chart.
I'm changing my mind. I'm going to put Brett Jones on the practice squad. I'm going to put Geddes on the roster.
Okay, so you're with me there.
He has struggled in the preseason, though.
And I think that Geddes he can play other positions, and I think he was in the system last year. Brett Jones, was he a practice squad guy last year, too?
He was on IR last year.
He was IR.
So he is definitely practice squad eligible.
Yeah.
This running back, I literally went to bed thinking about this last night. I felt like Paul DeTino must feel every night going to bed thinking about
that's
the Giants.
That's a horrible thing, by the way.
It's not good. So and this running back thing's killing me, dude.
Okay. Can I tell you who I got?
Yeah.
Okay. I got Rashad, Vereen, Darkwa, Perkins. And remember, we differ here because I'm taking five, you're taking four.
I know, so it makes it even tougher.
And I'll tell you why I'm taking five. I have Bobby Rainey making the team. And I'll tell you why, because I feel like, and just now follow me here.
I'm following you.
Okay, I got Dwayne Harris. Okay, I look at the receiver position, and if you take Dwayne Harris, if something happens at the receiver position, a Victor Cruz or some injury in there, Dwayne Harris now gets slotted up to the receiving position. Bobby Rainey can play punt return, kickoff return. He's a reserve backup.
He puts
can catch
the ball on the ground, though, Jeff.
Didn't last night.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
But I like the way he runs. I like the way he plays.
I love everything about him.
But there's my.
I agree.
But I have to have one more reason to keep him on this roster, and I just gave it to you because of the health at wide receiver position. If one of those guys – listen, those guys are divas now. Something always happens to those receivers. They got a hammy. They got a hurt fingernail. Dwayne Harris can fill into there. You got to have a guy that's going to back him up a little bit.
Who's the back in your wide receivers? Who are your final two on?
I got to keep Roger Lewis. I feel like Roger Lewis is a guy that distinguished himself to be on this 53-man roster. If he leaves this organization and tries to squeeze him through, I don't think he stays here. Somebody's going to grab him.
You don't think he can get to the practice squad?
I don't think he can get to the practice squad.
Who's your other – is it King on or is Davis on?
Tavarius King. If he doesn't make the team, I feel like there's not a huge, huge upside for Tavarius King. He's been around a while, but I think he's getting better. I think he's getting better. I really do. He's got to help. He's got to be better on special teams. We know that. He missed a couple tackles last night.
Well, I think the problem you have with those, you know, if you're looking at those two roster spots out of three guys, King, Davis, and Lewis Jr., I'm not sure you have great special teams play of any of those three guys, which I think is the problem.
Well, I don't think you have to rely so much on the receivers being special teams players. Your cornerbacks and your linebackers, they're better tacklers. You know, these guys are just – they got to be able to fill in somewhere. And I'm not – you're right. I'm not looking at any of these guys as something that I can write home about as far as being great special teams players. I mean, I don't know this. Would Jeremy Davis be eligible for the practice squad even though he was, you know –
I believe
he
would be eligible with one of the exceptions that they created last year with the extra playing time and you can get him on. I think he would be eligible based on one of those exceptions.
So I have him going there. I don't know about Dable. I don't know what's going to happen with him.
I think he could be a practice squad guy.
The practice squad, I had a hard enough time figuring out the main roster. The practice squad is
there yet.
The practice squad is a whole different ball game because it's just
Monday show. Get ready for Monday show.
It's just coming in. The guys are coming in all over the place. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could have like five guys come in from other teams' rosters to the practice squad. So there's really not much of a point.
You know what? You usually have minimum three. There's usually three guys here that are not here. They're going after these people.
All right, guys, what do you think? 201-939-4513. You've been holding long enough. Let's go to – and I will give you my final guys at the end of the show. I'm still hemming and hawing. Let's go to Chris – let's go to T. Amaral on line three. He's up first. T, you want to talk about the roster moves? T, what's going on, pal? How are you?
I'm doing good, John. How
hey,
are
Chris.
You?
Doing great, T.
And Jeff, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing,
man? I just wanted to tell you guys, I didn't call the past few days because I didn't want to have to eat crow.
Oh.
But – because of Charlie and Will Beatty coming back. So I'm going to eat my crow now, Charlie. So I'm having a big plate of it while I'm getting my pedicure. That's why I'm kind of talking low.
Nice. Pedicure.
but then I have a bone to pick with you two.
What's
before
that?
I talk to the roster.
Sure.
I was at the game, Snoopy Bowl, and I didn't know you guys welcomed us to come up to you at the booth and meet you and everything.
Well, the problem
posted it to my 4,000 Twitter followers.
See, the problem though is that for the Jets game, if you were at the Jets Giants game, that's a Jets home game, so we weren't outside for that game, so you couldn't have met us if you were at the Jets game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, hey, I think you guys are right dead on with the roster. It's only one thing that I'm going to say. As much as I hate to say it, I don't think Williams is going to make the roster. I really don't. And I do agree with you with the wide receivers, but I think with the exception, I think Jeremy Davis goes to practice squad. because Roger Lewis can't go to practice squad because he will not be around. I have a feeling that if he goes to practice squad, he's going to be picked up by somebody else. And King, I know what you're saying, Jeff. You know, he's already been in the league a while, and you don't see that much upside, but you can't teach speed, and that kid has some speed. So,
but, and I'll tell you one thing about Tavares King.
Keep listening in, and I enjoy you guys. I'm going to finish getting this pedicure.
Okay, good. Appreciate it, T. Thanks so much for the call, buddy.
All right, bud. I would be afraid to go get a pedicure with my – with how many years I played football and my –
Well, as a kicker, your feet must be nasty.
Yeah, they are. They're just gross. You know, Tavares King, it would if he doesn't make the team, and again, this is just our opinion, you know, it goes against every competitive rule you can think of when a guy comes in and does what he did this preseason.
Let me ask you, as a player, does that send the bad message to the team?
I think it does. I mean, really, think about it. You're preaching competition. You're preaching this, and this. Guy has 3 touchdowns, and he's continuing getting better. He's a hard worker. He's a good guy. I mean, you got to find a place for those guys.
And I'll tell you, the way he scored that touchdown last night to me was telling. He caught it, and once he had the ball in his hand, he just exploded. And you saw that speed that I think could set him apart and really make a case for him to be on that 53.
And go back to last week and both of his touchdowns, they were really nice plays. Yeah. I mean, the one in the end zone where he actually went to his knees to adjust to the ball, a little underthrown, but – I think that, you know, Tavares King and Nassib have been practicing together for a while, you know, so I think that these guys would, they know each other very well. So they, you know, that's the last, hopefully the last opportunity that those two get together to play in a game, but we'll see what happens.
201-939-4513. Let's go back to the busy telephone to say what's up to Chris in Syracuse. He's up next on line one.
Gotcha.
Chris, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
Hi, Chris.
Hey, just a couple of comments and then a question. But
sure,
my Charlie hat here for a minute. I was thinking, and I think you guys could appreciate this, that all you need to do to fix the offensive line is bring back Corey Washington and put him at left tackle.
You think he's bulked up a little bit?
I think so. I think that's all you got to do.
Oh, my gosh. You imagine that? Wow.
No, but I have seriously pictured, like, Tavares King pulling off the mask, like in Scooby-Doo, and it being Corey Washington, because he never really saw the preseason. But in all seriousness, I thought Jasper Brinkley, we were just talking about him making starting middle linebacker. Now you're thinking he might not even make the team.
I didn't say that. John said that.
I said maybe.
Yeah, I
didn't
John
say
said that.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you said that you had him out. On the bubble anyway.
No, John had him out at the beginning until we talked through it.
I have him on the bubble. I don't
okay.
I didn't make a decision.
Oh, that's
there
right.
Yet.
He hasn't made a decision. Yeah.
I'm in line with Jeff on most of what he was saying. I think Williams doesn't make it. I'd like to see Rainey make it. I think Dark was got to make it. Williams definitely is much improved, but I still think that you got better options there. And as far as the fourth round pick, oh well. That's just my feelings on it. Being out of Syracuse, watching Nassib play for a while, wasn't really a fan when we drafted him, to be honest with you, but he showed me some stuff last night, to be honest with you. He showed a little bit of moxie, some toughness, threw a dot on that touchdown. I mean, King made a great play there on that slant, but Nassib really hit a nice pass right there, I thought, so, you know, whatever. But the question I had, and one of the things I don't think we're talking a whole lot about, is it seems like Flowers has taken a step back to me, and the line has, and I know we can get into preseason and yada, 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 but the question that I have is how much of this do you think could be like overload from having a new coach and trying to install some new techniques that they're just struggling to pick up?
Well,
I'll take your answer off the air.
Okay.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
When you come into the facility on a Wednesday, that's when players get paid. You're paid to be a professional football player. So, I mean, the coaching can have a little bit to do with it, but you know what? The onus is on the player to get better and do what he's got to do. I think that the learning curve may be there a little bit, but the fact of the matter, it is a left tackle position. You know, there is some schemes that are involved in it, but the bottom line here is he has to play better. All those guys have to play better, and they have to do something on their own or whatever it is, more film study. I don't know, but you can't blame it all on coaching. They can coach you so much, but you know, you gotta be a better player and do whatever you gotta do. That's my opinion on it. They drafted you in the first round. You're expected to be a first round draft pick. Play like a first round draft pick, And right now he's regressing a little bit. I'm hoping that just because we're going to start getting into the Dallas week and start preparing and put some schemes and some, you know, some blocking assignments, those kinds of things in the mix. But like Coach McAdoo said in our meetings the other day, we're hoping not just to flip the switch. You know, we've got to have some progression here. And right now it just seems that a lot of people are hoping that you flip that switch and all of a sudden it just happens. But if it does, that's great. But there better be a lot of juice going to that switch.
I'm still doing my 53 here. I've barely paid attention.
Len
in Maryland.
That's right. That's
he's
okay.
up next. Len, how are you? You're on line four.
Pay attention anyway.
How are you, Len?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's going
Wonderful.
On?
Wonderful.
Good, good, good. Listen, first of all, win, win, win. I like it.
We're on a two-game winning streak.
The players probably feel better. The coaches feel better.
Listen, doesn't matter.
Nothing like a win at home. I don't care if it's game four of the preseason or not. Win games.
Were you there, Len?
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah. We were at the game, and I was just wondering if you were one of the few people that were in the stands last night.
No, I didn't make it up.
Okay.
Right till late morning, I was still going to get in the car and go, but I just couldn't get to New Jersey. But
okay.
I got my hotel reservations for the first four home games.
Nice.
So I'm ready for that.
By the way, Jeff Eagles is renting out his basement to any fans that want to stay with him that they were coming up from these home games. Right? No?
Hey, there you go. There you go. There you go.
That's a no, by the way.
These last five or six.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Sorry, Joe.
These last five or six roster spots are going to really be something. It's going to be kind of wild. John, I'm not so sure Brown is a sure thing. I think that place kicking thing. I mean, what do we do? We carry Bullock for one game, or do we carry him?
That's exactly what you're going to do.
No, from what I understand, and I looked into this, and unless I got bad information, I tried to find out the best I can. I believe when they make the final 53, that's when Brown goes on the injured reserve suspension list. So
right.
he does not take up a roster spot, Len.
What do you do in week two?
You make a move.
You make a decision.
And that's what they've been saying.
Do you go with Bullock for the whole year?
Len, I'm not making week two decisions today. I'm having no trouble making week one decisions.
I'm just telling you that final 50, making those last six or seven choices there is going to be. It's really going to be tough. Let me just say a couple of things.
Yeah.
The backup center guard position is not on this roster yet. Let's not kid ourselves.
If I was going to pinpoint a spot where they might go outside the organization to bring somebody in, I think that's a good spot.
I think it's definitely he's got to make a move there. Got to make a move there. Listen, I like the Beatty signing. I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, we got seven guys who can play at the NFL level. They may not be starters, but we've got guys who play in the league.
You have seven guys that can play in the league. Okay, well, I know there's six. Where's the seventh?
Hart.
Really? Okay.
I think Hart, he has to make, he'll make this roster.
I have him making the roster,
If we bring in that center guard, if we bring in a guy who can play center guard, and we only dress seven for a game, Hart may not get a uniform.
I agree with you 100% right there.
He may
be on the all inactive team this season.
Yeah. Let me say something about Beatty. You know, we're paying Beatty a lot of money. I don't think we're paying him to be a swing tackle. And here's my scenario. He contributes the first couple of weeks, as that swing tackle if necessary, but he also contributes as that blocking tight end. I think he can help us out in short yardage.
When
we get to week three, here's my feeling about week three. We got three guys. The two best guys are going to be the starter in that division game against Washington. It may not be Flowers. It may not be Newhouse. It may not be Beatty. But the coaches are going to make a decision. They're going to make a decision quick. It's two of those three guys for the Washington game will be the starters. And they'll be the starters for the rest of the season, unless there's an injury.
Lynn, just so you know, the minimum salary for vested veterans like a Beattie is $9.95.
So he's not making much more than his minimum.
So when you say we're paying him a lot of money, well, we're basically paying him $5,000 more than what
okay,
he should be making.
Okay, well, okay. But Jeff, and, you know, part of this is just it's kind of a makeup deal, but he's got about $800,000 worth of incentives in this country. So we can go to 1.9. Now, 25,000 of that may be if you make the Pro Bowl. 25,000 of that may be if we win the Super Bowl. You know, things like that.
And we hope he makes every penny of that incentive, because if he did, that means they're put in there. That means he's playing.
And by the way, that's assuming the reports on the salary are right, which we can't confirm.
I think we brought this guy in not to be a swing tackle. He's gonna play, and I think by week three, they're gonna pick two guys.
Well, Len, they want him to play, but he's got to prove he's good enough and he's better than what they have.
He's got to prove that he can be in shape.
What I'm saying is, by week three, listen, if he's not starting by week three, we made a mistake with Beattie. We shouldn't assign him.
All right. Well, us to put you on the board for week three that Len says that Beattie will be playing?
I can put that on the board.
No, I didn't say that. I said the two best players.
No, I'm just asking you.
We're going to have a sales contest, Jeff.
Oh.
The two winners get to keep their job.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to put it.
That's what it's going to be. I think that's what it's going to be.
Len, in all honesty, I think all three of those guys are on the roster the whole year, to be honest.
Oh, I think they're going to be on the roster, Jeff. I'm just saying the starters.
Okay, I got you.
The starters are going to be determined by week three.
Okay.
That's where Beattie's either a starter in week three or he's not going to start the rest of the season.
I'll give you
unless there's an injury.
I think that's fair. I'm with you on that.
Hey, let me say something about Cujo. He had a nice game last night, Jeff. But you know what? If he's backing up Snacks, he's too small.
Well, no. See, here's the thing, though, Len. If, let's say, Snacks gets hurt. If that happens, you put Hankins in Snacks' spot, and then you put Cujo next to Hankins.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, come on, Big Hank. I like him in that position, playing next to Hankins. I think, Nick's, if we're going to keep five defensive tackles, Cujo makes the team. But I think we probably go with Nick's over Hughes. You know, they're both 340-pounders. We need a big guy behind Snacks. Cujo isn't even 300 pounds.
Yeah, no, I thought about that when I was trying to make my pick. I thought about him being light, and I know that those two other guys are really big dudes. You know, but I just got to go with the ability. I just felt that Cujo had a little bit more ability than the two. But I agree with you on the size.
He did have a nice game last night, and that when he put his hand up and knocked that ball down on that pass.
Yeah.
Wow, nice play. You know, if this had been a regular season game, one of the things we would have been talking about is Landon Collins dropping that interception. This is not a knock on Collins.
It was a tough play. It was a tough play.
And you always say this, Jeff. You got to make plays.
Well, you know what?
You're going to win games.
I know.
You've got to make plays.
Len, let me ask you a question, and we're going to let you go after this. Let me ask you this. Are you impressed with the plays that the defense is making in the preseason? They're getting some turnovers. They are making some plays.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And that was not a knock on Collins. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there was a 50-yard difference in field position. A 50-yard difference in field position. In the middle of the season, that can be critical. Give me one more thing. 20 seconds.
Yeah, real quick.
JT Thomas, Mikel Thompson, Davis, and Williams have to make this team. It'll be an embarrassment to this franchise if those four guys don't make the 53.
Say those names again.
Say them again, Len.
JT Thomas. We spent too much money on Thomas. You can't let him go after 1 year. Mikel Thompson. Come on. Everybody's going to say that was a terrible pick when it was made. Mikel Thompson has to make this team.
Okay.
Jeremy Davis, the same thing. We cut Jeremy Davis, Jeff.
No, I know where you're going.
Jerry's going to get.
I know where you're going.
And the same with Williams.
You know, Len. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I'll say this. Thanks a lot, Len.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate it. I don't think fans or media will get upset if a general manager makes the right decision on a player and admits a mistake. I mean.
No, you'd rather have him admit the mistake than have the mistake happen on the field that cost you a game.
And no general manager is perfect, folks. The Patriots, who are considered the model franchise, are cutting third-round picks after the second year. Yes. I mean, I'm serious. They do it.
Philosophy.
They cut Dominique Easley. He was a second-round pick.
Didn't play.
He got cut after two seasons.
Didn't play.
You're never going to hit 100% in the draft. It doesn't work that way.
No, I'd rather have him miss on that than miss in a game where they just carried him just because.
Right. You want to have the best players on the roster is what you want.
And I got to admit to Lynn, when I was doing my 53, a lot of this came into my mind when I had these guys circled that were leaving. In my opinion, I'm looking at there's a third-round draft pick. There's a fourth-round draft pick. There's a whatever.
Oh, yeah. Of course. You have to think about it. I get it.
But in the bottom line for me, when I was doing this, mm-hmm. I did not let that be a factor. This is who I want to play.
Okay.
The best 53 guys.
I have a 54-man roster right now, and I can't get my last guy off.
All right. Well, what position are you having a problem with?
Do you know why? And here's what I thought about. I joined you at 5 running backs, and here's why.
Is it Darkwa?
If Rashad Jennings gets hurt, and he's never carried the full load for a full season, okay?
Sure.
And
it's hard to.
And you need somebody behind him. If you keep 4 guys, and your 4 guys, say, are Jennings, Vereen, Perkins, and then either Rainey or Darkwa, who's your full-time back carrying the football? That's why I think you need Andre Williams on the team. Because if Jennings gets hurt,
yep.
You need somebody you know that can, you know what, we can give this guy the ball 17 times in a game, and he's going to be able to handle it.
I think
and
Darkwa
you know
can handle
Andre
it.
Williams can handle it. I think Darkwa can handle it. I'm not positive.
I think he can, and I think he brings a better skill
set. In my now current 54-man roster, I have both Darkwa and Williams on the
breaking
roster.
Breaking news.
And I'm trying to figure out who my one guy off is. I'm looking through the different position groups, and I'm struggling. And here's my other
realization.
Well,
let me help you with it, then. Just think about where you could sacrifice somebody.
Well, here's my other realization I came to, and this is why I'm up to 7 linebackers with you. You know why I'm up to 7 linebackers? Do I know Jonathan Casillas can play against Dallas tomorrow based on his rib injury?
Well,
I need JT Thomas on this team because I don't know if Jonathan Casillas is healthy yet.
Okay, so you got JT Thomas making the team, but you got Brinkley leaving. Do you still have Brinkley
have
on there now?
Both on with 7.
That's where your 54 guys
are. I think so. Let me see. I got 4 safeties. That's 10, 17, 21, 26, 34, 38, 45. 50, oh, no, I have a 55-man roster. I'm really struggling here.
I think you have 27 on defense and 26 on offense.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's not going to help anybody, is it?
No.
201-939-4513.
It's fun to talk about
that. Fans, I need help here. I'm struggling. Dominic in Pennsylvania, he's up next. Dominic, what's going on? How are you, buddy?
All right, how you guys doing?
Doing well,
Dominic. What's up, buddy?
How are you, pal?
Good, good. When we talk about cutting down to the 53, there's, you know, players that we hate to see go, and then there's, to me, players that you can't let go to other teams or the competition.
Okay.
So I just think that Cujo, you know, Trevin Wade, Kerry Wynn, Rainey, I got Rainey over Darkwa.
Okay.
I just, it's, you know.
And you got Williams on there, then.
I got Williams on, and I got Darkwa's on the bubble. So I just think that Rainey, if you look back at how Marshawn Lynch started out, Bobby Rainey, to me, runs like the same style of running that Marshawn Lynch did. I think if he was given the right amount of snaps, he could definitely improve. I think King definitely should make the roster. I would hate to go against him. And here's something that nobody pointed out. If we still have issues on the offensive line, then you need speed, and speed kills because Eli's got to get that ball off as fast as possible. So speed is going to scramble the field and keep Eli safe. And I think that's something that's missing out of the conversation today. So I want you guys to respond to that.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'm not understanding basically about speed. Where's the speed?
So you want who do you want to keep that as the speed on the roster?
King. King.
Oh,
King.
Okay. Tavares
as
King.
As opposed to Davis and
King is faster than Davis. You're right about that. Davis is definitely more of a bigger possession type of receiver. I agree with you. Now, how about Lewis versus Davis? I think that's another conversation you have to have.
No, I still would rather King.
No. He's talking about
thing.
No. We're not. I know we got King, but what about Roger Lewis and Jeremy Davis? Where do you like about those two?
Well, they're reliable, but I think speed is going to win out in terms of beating other teams with the question marks that we have with the O-line.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Dominic. What else you got?
No, I just want you guys to comment on that. I mean, that's something that, you know, we have to factor in with the question marks on the O-line, that we have to get the ball off fast. So
well,
who spreads the ball fast? Those with speed.
Okay, yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. I think that you also want to have big possession receivers, too, that can get open quickly and beat, you know, corners and use their body to control the football.
And Davis is that kind of guy.
I lost my sixth corner, so I'm down to 54.
Who did you release?
One of the combination of the McFadden, Hunter, and
okay. I got Michael Hunter and McFadden not making the team. I have Michael Hunter going to the practice squad.
I would put
squad.
Hunter and Dion on the practice squad, though.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, I have
sure.
both of them I going to the practice that. Squad. I know they like Michael Hunter in the last couple of weeks has played well. I think he just ran out of time a little bit.
Here's the thing, Jeff. I know I need to lose a wide receiver. I can't keep seven. I just can't because the last three guys don't play specials enough to keep seven. I just don't know which guy to lose.
Well, that's because you don't know which running back to keep.
No, I have my five running backs.
Oh,
I'm
you
good.
Do?
Yes. My five running backs are Jennings, Vereen, Perkins, Williams, and Darkwell.
Okay, so you're having a problem with just who this guy needs to leave.
Yeah, I have seven wide receivers. I can only keep six.
Okay, well, let me help you out with that.
Okay.
I think you're struggling with Tavares King and Roger Lewis.
I have King on the team.
Okay.
I'm struggling between Davis and Lewis.
Okay. And I can understand that, and that's why you have seven.
and because I gotta tell you, I've loved what Jeremy Davis has done all spring, all summer. I think he's super reliable. Eli's talked about how he's always in the right spot. Even though he hasn't done it, you would think he has potential to be a special teamer based on his size. Even though you haven't seen the production yet,
you would think. Let's look back at what happened the last.
But I think Lewis has a bigger upside because of his raw physical ability.
What happened in the last four games of the season last year with Jeremy Davis? We never saw him in the games. He was inactive. He was healthy.
I think whomever my sixth wide receiver is going to be inactive on game days.
No question, because what you said earlier, these guys aren't right. huge special teams
so
guys.
They can't be active.
Yeah, so they're going to have, you know, Bobby Hart's going to not get a jersey on Sunday. One of these receivers is not going to get a jersey on Sunday. You know,
one of the running backs probably won't get a jersey on Sunday either.
If we're keeping five, you're right. Mm-hmm. The fifth position there is strictly because of special teams or depth. Paul Perkins is the guy that's probably not going to get a jersey.
All right, so guys, I need your help. Give me a call. Harris, or rather King, Davis, Lewis. Give me two out of those three and anything else you have on the final 53. Ray Vaughn is in Virginia. Ray Vaughn, what's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing, John and
doing
Jeff?
Great, Ray Vaughn. How are you, pal?
We're okay.
Good, good.
We're scrambling our minds a little bit this morning.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy at all. I just want to first, real quick, and start off by just letting you guys know that how much you guys are appreciated, man. I really admire the work that you guys do.
Thank you.
I was listening to the game on the radio last night, and you guys do a lot of work. You do a lot of good stuff for the Giants fans. I'm a diehard fan, so I kind of feel like I'm the 54th man on the roster because if we
lose,
I have
John's
a crappy
got
week,
you on as the 54th.
If we're losing during the game, I talk to my girlfriend like I'm in the huddle. So I just appreciate everything you guys do.
We appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We really do.
No problem. And the thing I wanted to say is my roster is, I mean, it's all going to be kind of chopped up. I'm not going to go into each detail with everything. But the confusing roster spot definitely is at wide receiver. And to me, it's linebacker.
Yeah.
And this is why I say this.
I agree with both of us.
I actually have seven linebackers. I have JT Thomas making the team. And then that means, of course, you have to compensate somewhere else. The reason why I say that is because three of those seven linebackers are, so to speak, injury prone. JT Thomas, Kennard, and Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's actually a really, really good point.
Right. Right, so, I mean, with that position right there, we'll have to make that up somewhere. And thinking, you know, I'm thinking more so like, you know, these two-way players that we have. We have to find a defensive end to be able to play defensive end and defensive tackle so that we can make up for a roster spot.
That could be Okwara, by the way. Okwara can play both D-end and D-tackle. So if you're looking for a combo guy, I think that's your guy at that position.
Kennard can put his hand in the dirt a little bit, too.
And also Owa. Owa can go inside and rush on third down at DT. He can also play D-end.
Right, and that's good. And I think that's the same situation we have at the cornerback and safety positions. I only have us taking three in. I'm not a big fan of Mykal Thompson. I understand picks and everything, and you made a good point with that's not going to make the decision of why he made the roster. Pretty much he's Cooper Taylor all over again, basically. You know, he hasn't been out there to show anything other than preseason and maybe getting hurt. It's unfortunate. It's not to speak about the type of player that he is. It's just unfortunate. I have three safeties, and I have Dante Dion making the team with the cornerbacks, with Hall. Hall, of course, can play corner and safety. So that takes that takes care of that situation right there. Also, let me ask you, do you guys think that there's a possibility that they will delve into moving Pugh again to right tackle, seeing how in prior off seasons he's worked on things like his punch and getting his hands on the defender and being stronger at the point of contact?
I don't have that sense. They seem to like having Pugh where he is. I don't think he's a guy that they're looking to move out to right tackle. Is it an option if things go south? Absolutely. But is it somebody that I think they're anxious to do that? In my opinion, Jeff, it doesn't seem like that to me.
And I believe because the way Flowers has played lately, they would never move Pugh to the other side and take him away from Flowers because he needs some help over there. And Pugh's one of the better linemen. So, and I think they probably would have experimented with it a little bit to this point. We haven't seen that. So, good question.
Right. Yeah, absolutely right. And my last thing, like I said, the craziest position – well, not craziest, but – the real confusing position, which I'm kind of torn on, is the wide receiver position because I have Odell, I have Cruz, I have Harris, I have Shepard, I have King, of course.
But who's your sixth?
Don't make sense. Now, Lewis and Davis.
Thank you. Man, I finally got to it.
I love Roger Lewis's game. I love his upside. I like Davis and his upside, but he kind of seems one-dimensional to me as far as, you know, kind of like what you see is what you get. Not to say he doesn't have any upside. It's just the fact that, you know, he's a big receiver. You know, he can catch the ball. I don't think anything in particular stands out too much with his game as far as just one thing in particular that you can point at and say, okay, you know, he'll be good as long as you use him at that spot right there. But I think he's kind of limited. I think that Roger Lewis would be more deserving of that spot if it had to come down to one of them two being cut, unfortunately.
All right, so you know what? I was meaning to ask all of our callers this morning this one question quickly before we let everybody go. Is in fact, I want your one surprise.
Okay.
I forgot to ask Landon and Chris, all those other guys. Well, who's your one? There's going to be a surprise. There always is.
There's always a surprise.
A surprise cut or a surprise?
Surprise cut.
Surprise cut or a surprise guy making the team. Either one.
The surprise I'll have making the team, which I don't know, may not. It may not be a surprise. It has to be a surprise. I have Cujo making the team.
Okay. I think that's fair.
I have Cujo making the team.
Okay.
Yeah, so that you know, nobody speaks about him too much. Now, the surprise cut, I'm not sure about that. I would have to say right now,
now remember,
Andre
it's got
to
be a surprise. Like whoa,
Andre
like
Williams.
Wow. Are
I would
you
have
serious?
To say Andre Williams
okay.
because
okay.
The unfortunate thing for Andre Williams is that Rainey started to actually, you know, spark and look pretty good out there. It's going to be a tough decision, even though he knows the offense. Speaking of Williams, and he's been in the offense. I don't know. It's just with you know, the running backs that we have, I think Williams is really in trouble.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, my man.
Have a good day. Thank you. As always, we always appreciate everybody calling in. And, I mean, the surprise has got to be – wow. That was – interesting.
You know what? Maybe I can get down to 53 by making a surprise cut. You figure Eli Manning's on the team, right?
that would be a very big surprise. Yes, if he got cut. Yeah. So I'm not going to give you my surprise cut.
Okay.
Because I don't think it would be fair.
I
think I'm just going to keep it to myself. But
that's okay.
I feel like just what
you
we've
have
done
to write here, it down so I can talk on Monday about whether or not you're right or not.
Okay, I will. I'll write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. And I think I knew who my surprise guy is going to be, too. Don't say the name. But that's
okay, well,
I
can see
that.
That would definitely be. You want me to just point to mine, right, real
quick? Yeah, sure.
Okay, this is going to be my surprise right here.
Really? That would be a surprise. Okay. All right, so me and you both have our stealth surprise picks. But you're right, I don't think it's necessarily fair to the guys to – to put that
I think
there,
in radio, right? we call that a teaser,
that
right?
That is a tease. And Jeff and I are back on Monday together, so that is us teasing it.
All right.
By the way, we haven't played our game yet.
And we also haven't told everybody about what time we're coming back on Monday.
We're on a Monday at noon, by the way. So you're becoming a pro at this radio business. You're teasing stuff. You're giving updates and times and promos. You're all over it. Did you ever play football? And this is our game with Jeff Eagles. Every time we host with Jeff, we ask him, I'm going to give him a player name, and he has to say whether or not he played with the player. And if he did play with the player, he has to say the year, the team, and the position. Okay?
Wow.
So here's your guy this year. Did you ever play?
You want to give me the decade first?
No.
You're not going to even give me a
absolutely
decade?
Absolutely not. Did you ever play with a guy?
What, you're looking like you're in school.
Did you ever play with a guy named Teddy Lehman?
No.
Correct. You never played with Teddy Lehman.
No,
he played with the Detroit Lions from 2004 to 2007, and then with the Buffalo Bills in 2008.
That is a confirmed answer.
And that is correct. So you're 3 for 3.
So
right,
I go
now.
3 for 3. Okay.
Actually, I think you're really technically only 2 for 3.
You know what? The first one, that's why I said, and we talked about this yesterday when we were at the stadium.
That actually took
we
us
have
like
to have
20
kind
minutes
of a,
to figure this out.
We got to have a
– And
a,
we decided so that basically if he gets the yes or no on the team right, he has to get 2 out of the other 3 right in order
correct.
To be right. He has to
yeah.
have either team, year, or position. He needs to knock out 2 of those
correct.
3.
Start
if he does, then he's going to get a right answer. So
what was that guy's name?
The first guy?
No, this guy. You just
Teddy Lehman. Teddy Lehman, he's our guy. So you really got the first one wrong then. So right now you're 2 for 3.
Okay.
Because you knew the guy was on your team, the first one, but you had the year, the team, and you had the position wrong.
By the
so
way,
you're 0 for 3 on the other one.
I would have definitely remembered somebody that I played on a team with named Teddy. So that was an
oh,
easy
Oh, really?
One. Yes.
See, I got to figure out this.
I'm just
Jeff
trying
Eagles.
To give you some, some. I'm just trying to help you out a little bit.
And I was dumb enough to pick a quarterback of yesterday
Teddy.
On Wednesday, which was
Teddy.
A mistake. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got a couple of Chris's. Looks like Chris in New Jersey on line one has been waiting the longest. We'll go to him first. Chris, how are you, pal?
Morning, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You guys ready for some football?
Chris, I am excited to finally get a game that counts in about
I
9
can't
days.
Wait.
I'm excited to get
great.
Our over and under going.
Okay, even better. How about this?
You excited, Jeff?
Listen, I'm excited like everyone else. I'm just excited to see 53 guys on the roster that we actually know they can play football.
Hey, and how about this? We get a real NFL football game in less than a week. Thursday night football, the season
right.
opener.
Yeah.
How about
you got that?
That
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that. Hey, listen, guys. John, I'm in the same boat you are, 2 or 3 guys. But I will say this. We all thought that the undrafted free agents were going to be very competitive this year, and it looks like on his board – I like Lewis over Davis. Mm-hmm. Okay. It saddens me that Milburn didn't make it. He was one of my choices.
Milhouse, you mean?
Deion is still in there. He's got a shot. Okay.
Got a shot.
And, you know, my surprise on this roster, my real big surprise, is Adams in the safety place. I like this kid, Adams.
Oh,
he's got a nose for the football.
Played
Miguel
well, Andrew Adams.
Not going to make the team. It's time for him to go. What do you think about that?
I think Andrew Adams, I like the way he's played the last couple weeks. I think he's very raw.
Tough for him to beat out Michael Thompson.
Yeah,
that's
I
who
do.
He'd have to beat out.
But I feel like he's going to be around. I think he's a prime
yeah.
practice squad guy.
Absolutely.
And I also feel that maybe if he progresses the way he has shown through the season, that if something happens from an injury standpoint, or that he might be able to be elevated up to that point. You don't know. But
yeah.
I'd like
yeah,
to see
yeah.
him stick around the organization and be on the practice squad.
Now, with the wide receivers, John, I was with you, 7 wide receivers in a get-go. Davis, we all thought he was a special team guy, and I went with 6 middle linebackers, okay, with Thomas, Casillas, Robinson, Goodson, Shepard, and Kennard, okay? But yet, Hurdlick, you know, he just sticks around and just does the job on special teams.
He does.
And as a guy you could just put in there for – special teaming on the game day, he's there all the time. Like, what do?
You keep him.
No, it's hard. I mean, that's why I look. I think there's a great shot that Hurts looks on. Like,
yeah.
there are so many guys. I have like 4 or 5 guys that'll be in my last guys off list. Where you're like,
uh-huh.
You know, this was really, really, really tight, and he's good. No matter what happens, he's either going to be one of the last guys on or he's going to be one of the last guys off. Because
Chris,
cutting a guy like Herzlick's always very
and
hard.
I don't think our offensive line either is complete. I agree with a lot of guys. We've been talking about this for weeks. A guy may come off at the end of the year here. And my last point, my cut.
Is this a surprise cut?
Williams.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Me and Paul DeTino talked about this before preseason even opened up. I had emphasized that Williams going to have a tough time, and he did. He lost a lot of weight. He really came in, but last night I still saw him running up people's backs, okay? And Doppler, I think, has a little bit more fluidness about him. Yeah, I get the point someone gets hurt, but, you know, we're not here to pick players that if someone's going to get hurt, John.
Right.
Everyone's got to take the field and you roll the dice, you know what I mean? Injuries do happen in the NFL, so that's right. Where I'm at. And I'm glad you and our fullback. Is Johnson going to be our fullback, or are we going to go on the wide?
You know what?
Comment, guys.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
You know what? Here's the thing, too, and we talked about keeping those four tight ends. If you're not sure Will Johnson's ready and Ben McAdoo wants a guy that can play fullback, do you have to go outside the organization and grab somebody and then you have to cut somebody else?
You might go get Whitlock.
I mean, you have to – he's on IR. They waived IR to him.
Oh, they did. That's right. That's right.
So now you have to worry about if Johnson's not ready, and I think they hope that he can be ready, and I think I mentioned this with Jonathan Casillas earlier too, and heck, you can throw Darian Thompson into the mix with the shoulder. You have to know where these guys are at their health and have an idea of their availability versus Dallas, and then those injuries can affect your decision on roster spots. I mean, it happens every year where because of uncertainty, because of health, you have to make roster moves that maybe you wouldn't make normally.
Absolutely. And you look at guys like Brinkley. You look at guys like Goodson. I mean, Goodson's going to make team, but you're right. These guys, in the final week of the preseason, if your injuries pop up, it definitely has an impact on your roster. How long can you wait for Will Johnson if the doctors say he's going to be okay? Well, then you just keep him on. But if they say, you know what, he'll probably be maybe week two.
Week three or week four, yeah. God forbid.
And it's because it's the neck area, you never know. Look at Larry Donnell last year. You know, things you just never know how you think they're going to come back at a certain time, and it just keeps going. But – you know, maybe there's that. If that's the case at that position, there may be another guy that's not here yet that appears in that situation.
201-939-4513. Final call of the show is Chris in Rochester. Chris, what's going on?
Chris is today. Chris.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Chris? Thanks for calling in, pal. You're our cleanup hitter today.
All right. So, two things. Start of the era of the Ben McAdoo, he had said two things. We want versatile players. And we want players – I'm going to play my young players, I say.
Yes, he did.
And I think that is going to be the perfect thing towards this 53-man roster because I think definitely Williams will be cut, and I just don't think that's even a surprise. I don't even know why that would be a surprise. I just don't think he's given it enough this preseason. And I think that – I agree with Fiegels in the fact that Bobby Rainey brings a little more to the table than Andre Williams because he's able to play that that special teams role where he'll be able to return kicks.
Right, but
because
here's the problem. And Chris, I'll let you finish. But here's my issue with the Rainey thing. One, fumbles are a game killer. That's number one, and he's shown propensity in his past doing it, and he did it again for the Giants this preseason. So that's a huge red flag for me. Here's the other problem.
Andre Williams also fumbles.
Fine, that's fair.
Exactly.
But here's my other issue with Rainey. Dwayne Harris is your guy on punts and kicks if he's healthy and you don't need him in wide receiver. And right now they look deep enough in wide receiver where I'm not sure you're going to need Dwayne Harris there. And also, as a running back, Bobby Rainey, he's Shane Vereen. So he's not getting ahead of Vereen either. So while I love his skill set and I think he will get picked up by another team and put on their roster immediately, I think he's that good. I'm not sure I see the role based on the other people on the roster with him. And I like Rainey. I love him.
I think it's a good point. I also feel like he's a guy that probably will and will not get a game jersey on Sunday. So be one of those guys that,
good
okay,
point
depending
too.
On here yeah. and there. But I think the up, he has a tremendous – and as you said, Chris, Ben McAdoo said, I want guys that are versatile. That is a versatile running back.
He is.
Andre
true.
Williams right. does not catch the ball out of the backfield if Vereen
right.
gets hurt. Bobby
right.
Rainey can. So I think there's a versatility.
It's a
and
fair
again,
point too.
Well, nobody is 100% correct
oh.
here. We're just
oh.
always trying to put our opinions out there
yeah,
that
exactly.
they make sense.
Right.
Who's your surprise? Give me your surprise. Because I don't
my surprise cut is going to be Larry Donnell. And I say this because I do think,
that
and this goes to my
surprise.
Other point about McAdoo, I think Larry Donnell gets cut because I think that he's going to end up playing Adams the rookie a lot more.
Okay.
Then Donnell.
And that's going because of your philosophy about young players.
And I think that's what my and now, John, I agree with your point with Rainey and everything, but you know, why would you keep Andre Williams on the roster? And you brought up a good point, and I thought about it. I said, okay, well, if he keeps Rainey, I'm sorry, Darkwa on the Jennings on the roster. Jennings gets hurt, and then you'd have to bring in a running back like Andre Williams because he can carry the load and everything. But I think Darkwa can do the same thing.
He might
and
be able
only
to.
That,
he
Darkwa might. Can also bring the special teams aspect to it. Well, I don't see that Andre Williams can.
I think that's a good argument. Chris, we appreciate the call, my friend. We got to run. Good stuff.
Thank you.
And I think he made a great case, and I think you made a great case. That's why none of this is this
no,
is all
it's
opinion.
Fun to talk about.
And obviously, I will say the same thing I said at the start of the show. We don't know anything. It's just simply us having a little bit of fun
and guess
on a
what?
Friday and getting
they're
your
doing,
opinions.
They're doing the same thing we are right now and upstairs. Whenever they're doing it, this is the conversations that they have. And by the way.
Except they know a lot more than we do. And
well,
they're a lot
no
smarter
question.
Than we are. And they're going to make the right decisions.
And
we're probably
going
to make the wrong decisions.
They also have a training staff that's next to them. They also have a general manager, a scouting department. I don't see anybody behind us.
We have Lance Meadow.
We got Lance. Yeah. Who will tell us, well, last year and the year before, they kept 7, they kept 9, they kept 8. But,
Lance is often a slave to history.
One thing I do know is that when we return on Monday, John and I, that we will have the 53.
And I have saved my final 53, so we can use
it
that
is
50, as a.
It, you have it on there now. You officially have 50.
Do you want me to count now to make sure, to be honest?
I just want to make sure.
All right, so I have my 3 special teamers on offense. I have the 2 quarterbacks, the 5 running backs, that's 7. I have 7 wide receivers, so that's 14. 18 with the tight ends, 26 with the offensive line. So I have 26 offensive guys, 3 special teamers, that's 29. Okay? Defense, I have 9 defensive linemen. I have 6 linebackers, 5 corners, 4 safeties, 24 defensive players, 26 offensive players, 3 special teamers, 53. Done.
That's in the books.
All right, folks, thanks a lot for joining us. For Jeff Eagles, I'm John Schmelk. Reminder. Big Blue Kickoff Live returns to its normal time at noon on Monday on Giants.com. It might be Labor Day. You might not be at work. But if you're in the car, you're traveling,
tune us in.
Put us on the Giants app. Check us out. Give us a listen. We'll talk about the final 53 and start previewing the first game that actually freaking matters.
How about them
Giants
Cowboys?
And Cowboys next Sunday, 4:25 in Dallas. For Jeff Eagles, I'm John Schmelk. Thank you so much for joining us on Big Blue Kickoff Live. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend.